Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
All right, you're listening to Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. Got another version coming at you this week. In the studio with me tonight, I've got Robert Kano, and Robert's from way up north in the Great White North, Canadian, Texas.
Canadian, Texas, that's
good to have you in the studio, Robert, with me. And so how's everything going with you, friend?
Well, it's been busy. We've been running, really kind of running hard, you know, between Kansas and Amarillo, Texas. And so been trying to busy, and this week kind of been slow. I mean, we kind of slowed it down.
All right. Robert's a local Canadian guy. Did you grow up in Canadian?
I was born and raised in Canadian, Texas.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your influence music-wise.
Well, you know, all of my family played. So I can remember being 5 years old taking gate at City Hall in Canadian, Texas as my older brothers played.
Oh, okay.
Way back, you know, in the early 70s. You know, so I'd always been around it, you know, and their influences, you know, of course, were, you know, CCR and, you know, all the old country greats, you know, Merle Haggard and, of course, you know, some of the Roy Orbison stuff and things like that. So I had a wide variety of influences, you know, between Roy Orbison, you know, Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, Waylon Jennings. Just, there's just a number because they were a cover band, so.
You bet. So now tell me who all your brothers were.
Well, my brother Roy, you know, he's 62, going on 62. You know, they started playing when Roy was like 9 and Rusty was 8 and John was 6.
Oh, okay.
And they had a country band, and of course, Dad worked in the oil field, but Dad would take them around, you know, to the local dives, you know, and they would play, you know, for money. Dad would take them in there to play for money, you know. So they've been playing, you know, for a lot of years.
A lot of history. That's cool. Well, hey, I know we're going to want to get into some of this pretty quick. I always like to start off with a song, and we were talking a little bit before we started the interview about some of your influences. One of the songs you mentioned was Old Habits.
Yes.
I don't want to get you to do that for me.
Right. All right. I'll sure do that. Smoking back sometime I go. I tried the hard stuff, but I had to let all that go. The toughest thing I ever gave up was today. Cause old habits like you are harder to break. Well, I utilize every help me get off cigarettes. But you know for your love, I ain't found no lifesavers yet. As I've gone cold turkey, cause it's not easy. One kiss a day. Cause old habits like you are hard to break. So so hard.
so you to you and all of your ways. 'Cause old habits like you are hard to break.
All right. Hey, we're listening to a little Robert Cano. This is a program called Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM. Got Robert Cano from Canadian, Texas in the studio with me, visiting a little bit, finding out about where it all started and where it all is going to. Robert, glad to have you here tonight.
And, well, it's good to be here.
That was Old Habit.
A lot of people ask me to do that song, and they'll say, we'll do that song by Alan Jackson tribute. And I always tell them, I say, you know, I don't want to do Alan Jackson tribute, because I want you to take into consideration that, you know, that was Hank Williams Jr. singing about his daddy.
Right.
And the shoes that he had to fill.
Right.
And so I'd rather have his point of view about how he felt about what he was going through, as opposed to Alan Jackson's, you know, tribute to the, you know, to the two singers. You know, I can respect that, but I just like the original, you know, where it was Hank Jr., you know, letting everybody know how he felt, you know,
yeah,
having to feel those shoes.
Yeah, and we're that's kind of what this program is about, just digging into your history and a little bit of history of country music and everything. So that's always fun to kind of tie all that in together and see where you come from, find out, you know, what drives you, what causes you to do the things that you're doing. So anyway, that's a good perspective on what I'd probably call a cover song.
Right, yes, exactly, you know.
Some of the other influences you have musically growing up, was it all like your brothers or?
You know, I watched my brothers, and I really, you know, I always loved music and I always loved to sing it. And I really didn't pick up the guitar until I was 28. And I mean, seriously, you know. And then I had some encounters with some, you know, I drove a truck, you know, long haul, you know, from East Coast to West Coast. So I had a few encounters with, you know, some different people, you know, some legend bands and stuff, you know, when I would go through Tennessee and things like that, you know. But I guess probably my oldest brother was my biggest drive, you know. And I don't know if it's just because he was trying to carry on, you know, the tradition of in our family, or if he just needed a rhythm player and a singer. But he really, you know, he's really pushed me, you know, throughout the years since I've played, you know, you've got to get better, you know, you've got to expand what you're doing and this and that, you know, but it's always been stick with country, you know. And so I like to refer to myself, you know, as a country purist. You know, I really love country music and where it comes from, because it makes you remember where you came from and, you know, trials and tribulations, you know, that your families, you know, grew up, you know, with going through the years, you know, and things like that with the old country music. And now even more so, because you can sit and play it, and it's always nice to have somebody say, you know, I remember when my granddaddy used to listen to that, or
right,
I remember that was my grandma's favorite song, or that was my mama's favorite song. So it always brings you back to family.
That's one reaction we get with this station the majority of the music we play on here is the older country, and every now and when we throw in newer stuff, but it's always kind of got the same root as was what that older stuff does. So a lot of times you'll hear a song on here that may be a little newer or whatever, but it's not, I mean, it kind of fits with what you and I grew up with, I think,
right,
probably. So that's what I really enjoyed. Want to hear another song, man. And I think the Freddie Fender, a big influence, or you like this song?
You know,
tell me a little bit about this.
Why
you?
I do this song because just the older generation really liked this song. You know, he was a phenomenon, I guess, when he came, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, he just, and, you know, for him to sing, you know, country music, you know, and sing it in Spanish and English, you know, that was something really, really, you know, that
you
just
bet.
Awed people, I think. And so I think people remember him, you know, he moved a lot of people, you know, Freddie Fender did, you know. Funny story about him is I met him and didn't even know I met him you know, until after I walked out of the, you know, the bar, I went and I met an uncle that I never even knew existed in Corpus Christi. And he told me in Spanish that we're going to go down to the bar, you know, and we're going to meet Fred, a friend. And I'm okay. So we get down there and he says, well, this is Fred, you know, and this guy comes walking up. He's got a big old afro and a red ball cap. And they sit down and we talk, you know, and we have a drink or two. And he's like, well, we're going to get back up on stage and play some music, you know. And they got back up on stage and I looked up on stage and I seen all these accordions sitting on the stands, you know, and Flaco Jimenez there, you know, and I looked again, you know, and I looked at my uncle and he's like, come on, we gotta go. And then I, as we was walking out the door, I heard him start singing, you know, hey baby, kepa so, and I was like, was that like Freddie, friend of the Texas? Oh, that's just Fred, you know. And the thing about it was, he was telling me that he grew up in McAllen, I guess.
Okay.
You know, and he was telling me that my dad, you know, was an accordion player and played music and was a musician back in those days, you know, and they would go and, you know, bar hop, you know, back in the days. And they told me that he played stickball in the streets of McAllen with my daddy.
Okay.
So that was like, that's
great
crazy
stuff.
You
yeah.
know.
That's great stuff right there. But, well, we're going to listen to one called Before the Next Teardrop Falls. Yeah. Robert Cano.
Well, if he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. If he ever makes you blue, yes, remember I love you. I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. If he gets that love, hate the love, at least that they'll say, los más buenos para la luz. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puede llorar. Estaré contigo cuando triste estás. 'Cause I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to wipe away the tears that you cry. If he ever makes you blue, yes, remember I love you, as I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Estaré contigo cuando triste estás.
All right. We're in the studio with Robert Cano listening to a program we call Lyrics and Legends, and just get to visit with local artists and find out what's going on and kind of get a little local flavor instead of just all the stuff coming out of the box out of wherever. So, really enjoying visiting with you, Robert. That was a great song. That was Before the Next Teardrop Falls. Tell me a little bit about, you said that your brothers kind of were your influence, and your older brother kind of got you started playing rhythm with him and
right.
doing some vocals, I guess. And then
yes.
At some point, I guess you decided, hey, this is something I want to go do, and you've kind of stepped out on your own.
I'll tell you, funny story of how it actually got started. It was, he kind of tricked me into it, you know. I was, you know, actually teaching dance lessons in southeastern Oklahoma, you know, when I was young. And I'd met an elderly lady. She had a dance studio, and I met her at an Eagles Lodge, you know, and began dancing with her, and, you know, we, you know, made a friendship, you know. She was in her 70s or better, you know, and she got, you know, got to where I would help her out and this and that, you know. So I was dancing all the time, and he was teaching me the guitar, you know.
Right.
And it was, I would get in like at 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, from dancing, and he would wait till I got good sound of sleep. And he'd wake me up, and it might be 3 o'clock in the morning. Get up, it's time to practice. I'm like, I just got to sleep. It's not my fault. You was out all night long, you know. And I was a young kid, you know, at that time. You know, I was 24 at that time. And so he just kept hammering me, you know, about learning, you know, the chords and the bar chords. And then one day I was getting ready to go out, and he was going to play, and I was going to go dance. He's like, you're not wearing that shirt. I said, yeah, and this is my dance shirt. He said, no. He said, everybody wears red on stage, and you're going to be on stage tonight. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, come here. And he put his arm around me, and he walks me up to this full-size mirror. And he says, Robert, this is RC, looking in at my own reflection. And I looked at him, so one is like, oh, this is my brother Robert. He said, this is RC, and RC's playing rhythm tonight in the band. And I was like, you're crazy. I said, I don't even know. He said, just smile, take a few chords, we'll cover you. He said, but I need you to sing. And so he's the first one that put me on stage, you know. And, of course, you know, Dad, you know, became ill, so I ended up leaving over there and coming back, you know, to Texas and worked in the oil field a little while and got my CDL, you know, obtained the CDL. And the oil field kind of played out, you know, and so I decided I was going to jump in a big truck, you know, and go long haul. And so I done that, you know, and by the time that come around, you know, I'm 28 years old, you know, and I'm living down in the Delta, you know, southeast Arkansas, you know, and driving truck and having to go through Nashville and Memphis all the time. And I went to a little honky-tonk called Fernando's Hideaway.
Okay.
And old fort building, you know, and I walked in there, and of course it's summertime, everybody wearing straw hats except for me. I'm in a black hat, and my hair's down the middle of my back, you know, and so I really stick out, not to mention a bunch of Cajun, you know, people in there, so I'm really sticking out in this place. And we start dancing, and the CD skips, they're on break, and they was playing Rose-Colored Glasses, and I just kept singing, you know, and it's like, well, he sounds good, we'll just all sing, you know, and dance with him, you know, so they continue dancing. And then I went to the restroom, I come back, and my table's like, well, they said you're going to sing. I don't know them. I said, well, that guy said he's going to sing. And so I was like, okay, you know. And next thing you know, they come and ask me to sing, you know. And they want me to sing. And I understand I'm the only Spanish guy in this place. And they come and ask me to sing La Bamba. And I was like,
there well, we go again.
You know, here we go, still stereotyping me. And they're like, well, you know. So I got up there, you know, and I sang La Bamba. And then he said, well, do you know any other songs? And I said, you know, how about Lovesick Blues? And he's like, you better talk to the steel player. So I talked to the steel player. He's like, what are you going to sing? I said, Lovesick Blues? He's like, we'll start it. And then if we don't join back in, you need to shut up. Now, they've asked me up there, you know, so this is all for free. And I just kind of looked at him, you know. This place was so dark, you couldn't see the pictures that were hanging on the walls all the going all the way down this, you know. I'm on Elvis Presley Boulevard, and it's honky-tonk. Have no idea where I'm at, really, you know. So as the night progressed, you know, come to find out that it was a studio band of Hank Williams that was in that club that night playing. And I'm talking, you know, they said everybody switch instruments, and everybody literally switched instruments on stage.
Right.
So then I was nervous. And then they said everybody change, and then like six musicians stepped off stage and six more stepped on stage. And I'm like, holy smokes, you know. So that's kind of what really got me started, you know. I was told then that night, you know, that I needed to buy me a guitar and get me an amplifier. And so that's where
that's
I really,
a great,
you know,
story. Yeah.
Decided, okay, I'm going to buy me a guitar and buy an amplifier, try this out.
All right. So, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
All right. We want to hear another song. Tell me a little bit about this song before you get into
it. My older brother used to do this song when I was about like 19 years old, and he would get me in the club to go listen to him as a roadie, and he would sing this song, and I just fell in love with the song, you know. It was just a song that moved me, you know, and kind of being a hopeless romantic, you know, and when I picked up the guitar, you know, fast and heavy at 28, I thought, I'm going to learn that song, you know, because it just, it's an excellent song.
Thank you.
Now, baby, don't worry if it troubles your mind, 'cause it'll all wash away, girl, in a river of time. If you need a shoulder, well, I'll be around. Be a rock to hold on to the river goes down. 'Cause it's hell and water, and you're going through. But tell me, Lord, I want her. I'll be here waiting for you. I can't keep you from crying, and I can't stop your pain. As bright as the sunshine, it never could stop the rain. But you know that I'll be there, just like that old sun. I'll be your good morning when your crying's all done. 'Cause it's hell and high water, and you're going through. But tell me, Lord, I want her. I'm here waiting. It's hell and high water, and you're going through. But tell me, Lord, I want her. I'll be waiting for you.
All right. Robert, that was great, man. That's an excellent song. It was Hell and High Water. Yeah, that's one of those. I've had the same thing go through my head. I hear something, and I'm like, man, I've got to learn that. And so
right.
That one was well worth the listen. So now you're kind of doing local stuff between Amarillo and
actually a Southern... five-state region.
Okay.
I play New Mexico, Kansas, Texas, Colorado, in Oklahoma. So
if somebody says when Aurora Roberts going to be this week, how do they track you down?
You know, I've got my Facebook, you know, and I'm usually posting, you know, a week or 2 weeks ahead, you know, where I'm going to be or what I'm doing or what I'm thinking about doing. You know, a lot of times we'll do a spur of the moment thing like they did in the old days. You know, I'll say we're going to take a road trip, we're going to go to Oklahoma, see where we end up, you know, go play some music, and I'll post it, you know.
Yeah, I've seen you post some of that. Yeah, you know, for just, sure.
Or, you know, I'm going to take off, I'm going to go to Pampa, Texas, you know, and I'm taking my guitar, let's see where I end up, you know. So I try to give people heads up, but it's always fun to do a spur of the moment thing because you never know who you're going to meet or you're going to run into, you know. And it always makes for a fun, interesting road trip.
Yeah, so most of the places you've probably got a little track history, or sometimes you just throw your hat in the door or what?
Yeah, I pretty much just kind of throw my hat in the door and say, hey, I'm here, this is what I do. And it's funny because a lot of people look at me and their first impression of me is like, well, we do country music in here and he's Hispanic, so you know, do we want to say yes or do we, you know, I get that, you know, we're all booked someplace over the telephone, they'll never see me, and then I walk in and like with my instruments, and then we're like, can we help you? Like, yeah, I'm here to play. And they're like, we're going to have country music. I said, yeah, I know, I'm Robert. Oh, you know, and then they'll come over and it's like, you sound like a really white guy on the phone. So, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, it's interesting sometimes. That's great. You know. And I guess I do sound, you know, I don't sound, you know, so much as I look, but it's, right. It makes for interesting conversation.
You got a good face for radio anyway. So.
Well, thank you.
That's one thing I've been doing. You know, we're friends on Facebook, so I'm looking every now and then. I like to look and see where all the guys I play. That's where most of the stuff now you can find out, you know, where somebody's going to be on Facebook. I know some guys maintain websites and whatever, but if people want to track you down, they can look for Robert Kano and Canadian and probably find you pretty easy. Probably not more than two or three of you up there.
If they write Canadian, Texas, they'll find me. And if they just put Robert Kano, I've done that one time. I think there's like over probably 100,000 Robert Kano.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's crazy.
So you got to get the Canadian, Texas part.
Yeah, you have to put
there.
The Canadian, Texas part in there, definitely.
All right. Can we hear another song?
Yeah, sure. What would you like to hear?
Let's do that 9,999,000. You say
9,999 tears to go. I was about 9 years old when this song came out, you know.
You were telling me earlier it was a crossover when it first...
Right. When I done the research on it, Dickie Lee, it was a one-hit wonder for Dickie Lee. Right. It was just kind of the song, you know, went out of syndication, people forgot about it. But it's kind of a neat, fun song, you know.
All right, we'll listen to a little bit of this.
Got 9,999,999 tears to go, and then, well, I don't know if I'll be over you. Sun didn't shine this morning, it's raining the whole day through. Suddenly, without found somebody new. I can't believe you could want anyone else, or anyone could take my place. At least that's what I keep telling myself as my tears fall down my face. I've got 9,999,999 tears to go. And then, well, I don't know if I'll be over you. If I'll be over you.
All right. Hey, the program you're listening to is called Lyrics and Legends. This is 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. The program we do to get in touch with what's going on locally. And, visiting in the studio tonight with Robert Kano, a friend from Canadian, Texas. Kind of built up a little history of kind of where you got started and how you got into this. And another thing you've kind of gotten into is the writing end of it. And I wanted to visit with you a little bit about kind of where that came from. I know there's a lot of people that do tunes. And then, the writing to me is kind of a whole different level of stuff. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know... English composition was my favorite subject. I don't like to tell my teachers that, you know, from school, but that was actually my favorite subject. And so I've always kind of been, you know, a writer and a hopeless romantic type, I guess, you know. I'm tough. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get
me
wrong. He's got a pretty voice and he's a good writer, but he's
but I'm tough, you know.
I'm on the other side of the counter here.
So. I kind of get teased sometimes about being delicate or something like that. But I try to tell everybody I'm a grizzly bear, so. That's
a grizzly bear with a heart.
Yeah.
You got Teresa sitting behind him over there. I'm trying to watch her and see what's going on.
But, you know, I always like to write and things like that, you know, being a hopeless romantic, you know. And of course, I just, you know, a lot of that is life experiences and what people tell you. You know, I kind of hang on everything, you know, that somebody tells you. You know, you're out in the oil field working and some guy's got a broken heart or he's chasing somebody or whatever, and he'll tell you a little bit of a story and you think, that'd be a good song lyric, you know, or that'd be something, you know. And so that's actually how this one of these originals got started, you know. No One Like You is somebody gave me a line, and then as I progressed with it, I just kind of made it my own, you know, being playing music, you know, being a musician, you know, and the nightlife, you know, and all the stress and everything that does go with it. It's not all fun and games, you know. That's a lot of work that you put into it, you know, loading equipment, unloading equipment, learning new songs.
Yeah, a couple of the guys we've talked to, you know, I was like, you know, if you figure this deal by the hour, the hourly wage for the average guy's
not exactly, you know, be better off driving a truck. It's always good.
If so you something you got to love.
It's always good if you have a free roadie, you know, that doesn't charge you.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you get those roadies and they'll charge you for the first three or four times, and the next thing you know, they're charging you 100% of what you're making. And, you know.
Right. All right. Well, talk about this song you're going to do, and then we'll listen to it.
Okay. Well, like I said, the first line or two was actually a story a guy was telling me, you know. He just kind of got bits and pieces of it, you know, and I kind of thought, well, that's kind of catchy what he said, you know. And it was just his real life experience. And then as I started writing on it, you know, I thought, you know, I can make that song, you know. And we were gigging every weekend, you know. It was an everyday trip to Amarillo from Canadian. Work all day, get off, run to Amarillo just in time to set up an amplifier, you know, when that was on a Friday and a Saturday and then sometimes Sundays. And we done that. I've done that for probably about a year playing with the band, you know, just. And so the song kind of just grew off of what I was going through, you know, about being able to just give up everything if you could just find that, you know. Of course, that's kind of a rhetorical, you know, situation, because being a musician, you really never give it up. With the Wolffield like it is, you know, it's pretty much sustained me, you know, to a certain point, you know, playing and making that extra money, you know, that, right. You know, you lose out when the Wolffield goes bust. You know?
Right, exactly. All right, well, let's listen to a little bit of this. It's called No One Like You, Robert Cano.
That's not how it starts, but you're looking at me like.
This is interesting.
I've been down, I've been in and I've been out. Never met no one quite like you. But I've been up and I've been down, I've been in and I've been out. Never met no one quite like you. See, I've been around a time or two, spent a little bit of money chasing a few. I ain't ever met no like you. So just a few days of talking with you, I give up my nightlife, spending with you wrapped up in my arms. I woke up with you on my mind, I can't seem to catch you in my dream. I pray someday you'll be mine. I've been around a time or two, spent a little bit of money chasing a few. I ain't ever met no one like you. Cares in my arms, we'll live and love and laugh a whole lot. I'm gonna take you down to your favorite spot. I'm gonna drink from you like a honeysuckle. Do you know how I feel for you? I've been around a time or two, spent a little bit of money chasing.
All right. I think I've heard that on maybe your Facebook deal or something.
Right.
After you started playing it, I was like, yeah, I know that song.
Right, so, yeah.
It's funny because you'll do it live and you might change something, and then somebody will come up and say, hey, that ain't the right words to that song. You're like, what do you mean? I've been listening to that song, dude, on, you know, on the internet for the past. I got it on my phone, and you know, that's not how you done it. You know, like,
well, and you got to love interacting with people. I mean, that's kind of a whole other side of the deal, too, is when you do get to do music live, you know, getting to interact with the people that are listening to find out, you know, a little feedback about what they think, about whether they
right
like the way you do stuff, or maybe they, you know, some of the purists think if you don't play a Waylon song just like Waylon did, then, you know, you're a bad dude.
But. You're exactly right. As far as mingling with the crowd, you know, I'm completely wireless. So, you know, where most people are on stage all the time, I'm not. I'm sitting at the table. I'm sitting at the bar. I'm sitting at a, you know, I'm walking around, you know, serenading people because I don't have to be on stage. You know, all my stuff is wireless. So I get to interact really with the people in the crowd, you know, as I'm playing and stuff. But, you know, a rule of thumb I always have is, you know, people always ask me, well, do you do this song? And I tell them, I say, you know, that's what I call a signature song. And I don't do it at this time. But when I think that I can do it just as well as they do, that's when you'll hear me do it, right. You know. For a long time, I wouldn't do any George Jones, you know. He's Top Loving Her. I just wouldn't, you know. It was a signature song, and I just like, or the blues man, I wouldn't, you know, some signature right. song. When I get, you know, where I can perform it well enough that I think that I'm close to what it's supposed to right. sound like, then I'll do it. Because I'd rather do that than, you know, ruin the song, and then people get an idea. It's like, well, he just ruined that song.
Yeah,
know,
that's a fine line there. I mean, yeah, if you do one and you don't do it well, then everybody's like, ugh. You
know, yeah, I'll break his guitar next time I see him before I let him do that song again.
But I noticed Blues Man is one that you kind of have in the wheelhouse now.
Yes. Like I said, I love that song. And like I said, it talks about, you know, more so, you know, how Hank felt about, you know, the shoes he was going to have to be, you know, that he was going to have to feel. Not that maybe he could or maybe he wouldn't. You know, the country music, you know, fans, you know, and people who loved his daddy and, you know, just country music lovers. I mean, it was demand, you know, whether he liked it or not, he was going to have to step up to the plate sometime or another in his life.
Yeah, and you think about that, his dad died at like 28 or something.
Right.
Yeah, and had written, I don't know how many songs, but I think there were like at least 300 of them that were recorded in that mm-hmm. short time period, and just, I mean, really left a mark. And to come up, you know, behind that, I mean, I think I would have got a job selling cars or something.
Something like that. You know, like I said, there were some pretty big shoes to fill, you know, and you have to, you know, that song, I just kind of feel like, you know, he really had the weight of the world on his shoulders, you know, and he was trying to, I felt like that was him telling people, this is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, what I've gone through, but, you know, here I am.
Right. Hey, why don't we listen to a little of that Blues okay. Man? All we'll right.
I'm just a singer, natural born guitar ringer, I'm an old clinger, sad old song, not a wall behind her, I'm a new note finder, the name's a reminder of his blues man is already gone. I started drinking, took things and messed in my thinking. I'm sure sinking till she came along. It's alone in the spotlights, not too much left inside. She changed all that one night. She sang me this song. She sang this song. Hey, baby, I love you. Hey, baby, I need you. Hey, baby, you ain't got to prove to me you're some kind of macho man. I see so much in your eyes, running through the dark night.
Let me shine the love light down on this blues man. Got so sick of speaking all the things you said I was needing. Keep on pleasing all of my fans. Got cuffed on some dirt roads, and I got sued on some no-shows. She came and took all that old down off his blues, man. And I sang to her, I love his man. I sang, hey, baby, I love you. Hey, baby, I need you. Hey, baby, I do get tired of this traveling man. Only 40 years old, I'm not sure you go now. If you ain't stuck it out with this blue man. Hey, baby, I need you. Hey, baby, I do get tired of this traveling man. I'm 40 years old now. My mind sure be cold now. You hadn't stuck it out with this blues man.
All right, we were listening to Robert Cano. That was Blues Man. That was good. I think I like all these, Robert.
Yeah, I like to try to play the songs everybody likes, and sometimes you just don't hear all those songs all the time on the radio. You know, you go and get out and around. You know, and everybody's so busy playing the new stuff, and it seems like the newer it is, the further away from country music it gets. You know, from what I consider, being. Pure country, I mean, to quote, so many, like even from the show, pure country. I mean, it's just, I just like that traditional, get back home roots type of country music.
Yeah, and that's our station. We kind of like that stuff. We have very few songs on here that are probably newer than mid-90s, maybe. Right. Most of them are 60s, 70s, some 80s stuff. That's kind of sketchy on some of that 80s stuff, but that's right. that's another program for another time. But hey, the program you're listening to is called Lyrics and Legends. We're visiting with Robert Cano. Robert's a Canadian, Texas native and lives up there and does music and travels five states doing music live. And man, you're going to want to catch this guy if you're somewhere where he's at. It's well worth taking time to stop in and listen. We have really enjoyed it, but we're not done yet. We've got time for a couple more. I think this next one's, is it Love Them Everyone?
That's a good song. That's a good dance song, and it's a popular song, I think, in the dance clubs and stuff like that.
All right.
So,
why don't you play a little bit of that for us?
I can do that.
Kept them all. I love them everyone. Here's to the ladies in saloons and living rooms, summer nights that lasted until dawn. I can thank them for the charms holding me in their arms. I would have been born. A little and short of tone, wish I could have kept them all.
That was Love Them Everyone. That's Robert Cano. Another song I think that you do is The Dance. I kind of want to get that in here.
Cause okay.
We're getting pretty close to being out of time.
All right.
Instead of doing a bunch of talking, I'll let you play that, and we'll get back with you.
All right. We'll do that.
Looking back on the memory of a dance we shared beneath the stars above, and for a moment, oh, the world is right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. 'Cause our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I didn't have to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I king? If I'd only known how the king would fall, ain't good to say. You know I might have changed it all, and now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. 'Cause our lives are better left to chance. Could have missed the pain, but I did have to make the thank you.
Love it. In the studio tonight with Robert Cano from Canadian Texas, the program's Lyrics and Legends, where we get to visit with local artists who are doing what they love to do. And you can tell just by visiting with Robert that he's got a passion for doing music. And so enjoy your stuff, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for,
appreciate the opportunity.
For taking time to come down to beautiful Shamrock, Texas, and visit with us. And I still want to do one more song before we get out of here, and then we'll do the Fireman, if that's all right.
We can do that.
Kick it up a notch, brother.
Yeah, we'll have to kick it up a notch. You know, I've been practicing extensive hours this past week. We've done the praise and worship at the church, and, you know, asked to sit in and do that. And so it was, you know, just it's been a week, actually, but we'll try this in here.
All right. That's a good one to wrap it up on. Hey, we've been in the studio tonight with Robert Cano. Robert's a friend and resident of Canadian, Texas. Does music in the five-state area that borders the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, New Mexico, no Louisiana. You got them Arkansas.
You know, for the right money and the right gig, you know. I mean, I played down there.
Have guitar will travel.
Have guitar will travel.
All right. Man, I really appreciate you guys coming down, bringing Teresa down with you. She was kind of quiet, sat over there in the corner, but her presence in the studio sure helped.
I tried to get her to play the harmonica.
You couldn't get her talked into it?
Well, she does play. Yes.
I don't want to get you to do that.
All right. I'm sure do that. Mr. Bojangles,
life, talk to life, laugh to slap his baby's dead.
Goodness. I do appreciate you guys taking time out to come down here and visit with us. This program, Lyrics and Legends, airs at 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings on 92.9, and it's also available on the internet. So anybody that wants to tune in can, you know, as long as the old internet's working, and it'll get out and you can listen anywhere you can get internet, I guess. So I've listened some way off places to this thing, so it's kind of fun to hear. So anyway, we'll be back next week. I appreciate you guys coming down.
Well, I appreciate you inviting us down.
All right. Somebody wants to hear your music or find out where you're at, best place to look is to go look for Robert Kano in Canadian, and you usually have some stuff posted on there, so I can probably catch up with you there, figure out where you're going to be. Well, thanks for coming in. Look forward to doing this again.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Robert. All right.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.